Aprokshanubhuti, verse 42. Okay.
Ityatma deha bhedena, dehatma tvam nivaritam, dehatma tvam nivaritam, idanim deha bhedasya, idanim deha bhedasya, yasatvam sputam uchyate, yasatvam sputam uchyate, sputam. Sputam uchyate. Iti, atma, deha, bhedena, deha, atmatvam, nivaritam. Idanim, deha, bhedasya, kisatvam, sputam uchyate. Okay. Thus, see the preceding verse, briefly, the preceding verse said, by the division between the Atma and the Deha, by separating the Atma from the Deha, the Prapancha becomes real. There is a reality for the Prapancha, as is said by the Tarka Shastra, the Shastra, the Nyayayikas, the Sankhyas. So they're bringing in this objection. If you separate the body and the Deha, then you've got the body and the Atma, then here's the body, here's the Atma. That's Dvaita. By making that separation, now you've got two things. There's Dvaita there. This is exactly what the Tarka Shastra says, they have Dvaita. What the Sankhya Yoga says, there's Dvaita between the Prakriti and the Purusha. So he says, just as it's said by the Tarka Shastra, Tataha, therefore, if that being the case, what's the Purusharta? What's to be gained by that? We already know this. Right? That's exactly the samsara. That the Deha is one thing, that the world is another, the Atma is another. This type of division just confirms that Advaita. So that's the doubt. Now in this verse, what he says, thus, Atma Deha Bedena. Thus, by the division, the Veda, between the Atma and the Deha, the Atma and the body, by the separation of the Atma and the body, by separating, by Veda, by dividing, by separating the self and the body, Atma, Deha, Veda. Veda means separating, dividing, okay? So by dividing the self or separating the self from the body, how we say in English, or you can say, by making a division between the self and the body, or by making a beta, a separation between the self and the body, atma deha bedena, instrumental singular, dehatmatvam, the atma being the body, the status of the atma, the tvam, right? The atma being the body, atma deha tvam, that tvam is the abstract, the status of the self being the body, or you in English would just say the atma being the body, deha atmatvam nivaritam, is warded off, is negated, is denied. You ward off that possibility, right? Do you understand? See, in the Bhasha, in this Bhasha, they'll say, just like the Charvakas. The Charvakas are the materialists. They're different. They're a particular type of darshana. They're the materialists. They believe that the Deha is the body.
What's the body?
The Atma is the body. They believe that the Atma is the body. And so here, by making this division, separating the Atma from the body, these materialists are warded off, are negated, right? They're what we call their mata. Their mata, their philosophy, right, is negated or warded off. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. Now it says, next line, idanim.
Excuse me, so this is the people that believe the Atma is the body people,
yeah,
are negated.
That's right.
Okay.
That philosophy is put to an end, is stopped, right? Nivaritam means to ward off something, to deny something, to negate something. So by separating the Atma and the Deha, the Atma being the Deha is denied, is negated. Okay. Idanim, now.
Wow.
Now, deha bedasya, for the separation of the body, of the separation of the body, genitive singular, deha bedasya, for the beda, the separation of the body, he, indeed, asatvam, he asatvam. Asatvam is mitya, the non-reality. Satva is reality. Asatva, non-reality. So the mityatva, the unreality, the non-reality, negates of the separation of the body from the Atma. Right? There is not two. So when we say there's not really two, so if we say on the one side there's the body and the one other side there's the Atma, then we can say dvaita, as though they both have the same reality. So that's what we do first. We make that separation, and by making that separation, you're negating, you know, that idea of oneness between the body and the Atma, as some schools of thought, such as the Charvaka, which are materialists, that say this body is the Atma, those people are all negated. But now we're left with dvaita. So the next step is to show the mityatva of that separation. Okay? So it's really where they say deha bedasya, it's really Atma deha bedasya. Right? The Atma is understood. So the asatvam, the status of being asat. Asat is another word for mitya. We're not going to use non-existent here because there are existent things that we're dealing with. So then asat is used as mitya or just non-reality. So the unreality, non-reality of the division, of the separation of the body, as though there's two different things, sputam uchate. Uchate is said sputum, clearly. It means that's what he's going to talk about now. First they make the separation, and then they are going to unfold the mityatva, the apparent nature of that separation, the unreality, the non-reality of the separation.
So it's not that the body is mitya, it's that the separation is mitya.
Yeah, you can say like... It's the separation of the division between the body and the Atma. Is that separation is mitya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Remember the satya mitya? If we go like this. The body is me. The body is the Atma. But the Atma is not the body. Right? The body has no other being other than the Atma. But the Atma is free from the body. And so the separation between the Atma and the body is mitya. Because the truth of the body, the being of the body, is the Atma. But the Atma is free from the body. So we'd say that satya mitya, the pot is the clay, but the clay is not the pot. The pot is the clay. Another way of saying it, the pot has the clay for its being, but the clay is independent of the pot. The body has the Atma for its being, but the Atma is independent of the body. And so the division between the body and the Atma is one that is mitya. It's an apparent division because the body has no being or substance apart from the Atma. So that division is not real. It's a mitya division. It's an apparent division. It's a non-real division. Right? Everybody clear on that? Satya mitya?
It was clear when you said it.
So now let's look at the Sanskrit. So now, first he's made in the previous verses, he shows that that the status of the Atma being the body, right, by the division of the Atma and the Deha, that is something that's been warded off. Now, the non-reality, the asatvam, of that division of the body, of that separation of the body, sputam uchate, is made clear. Clear is an adverbial here. Is said, is made clear. We say, it literally says, is said sputam, very clearly. Is said clearly. So in English, is made clear, because he's going to now talk about that.
Where's the non-reality part in
this? Sattvam means it's he, asattvam. Sattvam means real, this reality, asattvam. You have to break the sandhi. He, asattvam.
Oh, okay.
The negates the sattvam. Sattvam means reality. Negates it, non-reality. Sattvam, asattvam. You see it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, the asattvam of the separation of the body is made clear. Okay? The non-reality of that separation, the mityatva of that separation, is stated clearly. Sputam. Okay? So let's chant that and then we'll chant the next one. Yatyatma deha bhedena Dehatmatvam nivaritam Idanindeha bhedasya Yasatvam sputam ucchate Chaitanyasyaikarupatvat Bedo yukto nakarahichet Jivatvancha mrashadnyayam Vrajau sarpagraho yata Chaitanyasyaikarupatvat Bedo yukto nakarahichet Bedo yukto nakarahichet Jivatvancha mrashadnyayam Vrajau sarpagraho yata Chaitanyasya Ekarupatvat Bedaha Yuktaha nakarahichet. Jivatvam cha mrsha nyayam. Rajau sarpa grahaha yata.
Sarpa grahaha yata.
So, Chaitanyasya. Chaitanya is consciousness. Chaitanyasya of consciousness. Genitive singular. Chaitanyasya. Eka means one. Eka rupa means one rupa, one form. Means this is not eka rupa. This is many rupas that is named as one, right? But it's not eka rupa. Eka rupa means it's one alone, one without a second, indivisible. So, eka rupa twat. Because of being one nature, one form, one nature, we would say, for consciousness, when we have that twat with the genitive, we usually say like this, because of consciousness being ekarupa, because of consciousness being of one nature, one rupa, then you're going to have to unfold exactly what we mean by rupa often means swarupa. Its nature is eka, one alone. It means it can't be divided into components. So Chaitanyasya Ekarupa Twat. Twat because of Chaitanya being Ekarupa. Chaitanyasya for Chaitanya because of there being Ekarupa. One nature for Chaitanya. Does everybody see that this is important for your translation when you've got that Twat plus a genitive? That because of being, because of Chaitanya being one. See how that goes? When you translate, because of Chaitanya being one nature. One. Its nature being indivisible is the idea. So Chaitanyasya Ekarupa Twat Bedaha Yuktaha Nakarahichit. Karahichit means never at any time. Karahichit. Nakar with a na. Karahichit means all the time. Nakarahichit, never at any time. Bedaha is proper, is possible. Na Bedaha na Yuktaha. Karahichit. Division or separation, duality, is never possible at any time. Because of consciousness being one without a second, and if we put it in real English, what it's meant, Because of consciousness being one without a second, there is never a possibility for any type of division. So, bedaha na yuktaha means beda, division is not possible. Bedaha yuktaha na karahichet, division is never at any time possible. It's never possible at any time, na karahichet.
So, that's true.
Yeah. Do you see that bedaha yuktaha asti, understood? Na asti. Bedaha yuktaha na asti. Asti is understood. So, in the, both are in nominative, bedaha yuktaha na karahichet. Beda is never at any time yukta appropriate or possible. Chaitanyasya ekarupatvat bedaha yukta nakarahichit. Jivatvam cha mrisha nyayam. Jivatvam, the state of being a jiva, the status of being an individual, jivatvam cha, and jivatvam, the status of being an individual, mrisha nyayam. Jivatvam nyayam. The jiva, this is, nyam is a potential participle that goes along with jivatvam, which is neuter. Jivatvam is to be known, has to be understood as mrisha, adverbial, as false, as apparent, mitya. Mrisha is another word false for mitya. And the jivatvam has to be understood, nyam, potential participle, as mrisha, as false. As mitya. Mrisha is used as mitya. And the jivatvam, the status of being an individual, nominative singular, mrisha, I think mrisha is indeclinable. I hope I didn't make a mistake on that. Let me just look it up. Mrisha.
Is that like as false?
Yeah. Because they're in apposition. The jivatvam, which is false, is to be known, all in the nominatives. Indeclinable. Mrisha, falsely, wrongly, untruly, lyingly, in vain, no purpose, uselessly. We use it for mitya. Okay? Mitya is also indeclinable. Rajau, on the rope, from Raju, locative singular. Rajau, on the rope. Sarpa snake, graha perception, yatha, just as the graha, nominative singular, the perception, of the sarpa, so shashti tat purusha, it's a genitive tat purusha compound, the perception of the sarpa on the rope, raju, rajau sarpa graha yata. So the jivatvam has to be understood, has to be known as false, just as the perception of a snake on a rope. Clear? It's nice. What's Janet? Chaitanyasya karupatvat. Chaitanyasya karupatvat. Bhedo yukto nakarahichit. Bhedo yukto nakarahichit. Jivatvam chamrashat nyayam. Jivatvam chamrashat nyayam. Vrajau sarpa graho yatha. Vrajau sarpa graho yatha. Okay, we'll just start. Purnamadah, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.